about that time. So let's talk about it. There'll be some times, man, where I want to delete my whole catalog. I do. I want to delete everything. SoundCloud, every song off of the stream source. I just want to delete every fucking thing. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm that good. Unfortunately, fans like this nowadays, like I told you, it's not 2007, 2010 anymore, where motherfuckers like just accept your sound, accept you for you. It's like, but yo, your music is like it's not for everybody. Yeah, but I have a very chill fucking voice. Naturally, I'm like it. Like I told you, see how I'm talking? See my tone, how I'm talking? It's exactly how the fuck I rap. And even when I'm rapping aggressively, niggas will still say it's too monotone. Mind you, Earl Sweatshirt. Mind you, Rock Marciano. All these rap coaches, all these motherfuckers who try to teach you how to fuck. This is why I kind of am glad that Tupac is being banned. Because that shit is just depressing to me. You got motherfuckers telling you, no matter what, you gotta add energy to your vocals. You do realize when you, because it's like this. Rap and bars is 16 bars, right? My name is Mike, and I be smashing competition. Motherfuckers better open up and straight listen. That, right? If I sit there and say, niggas better stop with all the bullshit, like, you see that, stop? Now, mind you, when I long get it that vowel, I skipped over the snare. That kind of changes everything. There's too many fucking people wanting you to be perfect, perfectly on beat. Everybody's a fucking critic. Oh, this is cool, but I wish you had more energy, even though, like on my fucking song, Pros and Cons. I'm rapping with the energy. How I'm talking, y'all, how my energy is, my voice is like this. I was rapping just like this. He's too monotone. Y'all niggas want us to scream and yell in our rhyme and think that equates energy. Let's be real with it. It's fucking retarded. Y'all don't never take into consideration that people's tones just naturally like that. Like, trust me, many a time when I was trying to rap like this and rap with my second voice like this, people call this shit corny. Because it is corny. Why do you think people don't like when Kendrick Lamar does it? But yet, you just want to compare me, not compare me, but make me. You got to understand, when people try to give you critiques, they're trying to fucking make you into something. Like, all the critiques I've got is people trying to make me into something that I'm not. What's more corny? Fans trying to turn you into something that you're not? Or, like, it's just like you can't fucking win. Because when you be yourself, I'm looking at videos, and this one thing stuck out to me. When you're being yourself, you have to take the risk of not satisfying people's expectations. What do people expectations of me? Wookie, this is, says it all the time. Oh, your mixing gotta be on point. Oh, you rapping over boom bapping beats. Oh, you have to rap. Oh, you pick the best beat. Oh, the best beat. And there are some times I just want to hop on some Viper Trap shit. So am I gonna be being myself? I don't give a fuck how dope this thing is. I don't give a fuck. When you really look at it, niggas don't care about it. When I look at it, when people just only care about the beat that you rap on, your words don't mean shit. They don't mean shit. Every fucking time, you got dope beats. Oh, your beats are so fire. Oh, your beats are so amazing. Oh my God, you got gear for beats. What does that tell you? Not what I talk about. It's the beats that you choose. I was just having this thought of just deleting all my shit because I don't really sell beats. That's why I just selling beats. And I know people are going to be like, yo, I heard your music. They ain't going to ask me to be a feature. I'm not going to ask to be a feature. If someone asks in an interview, oh, did you rap at one point? I used to. What happened? I just came to the realization I got a monotone fucking voice. No one wants to hear that shit. But I heard some of some SoundCloud. You're good. That don't mean nothing. Like, we live in a fucking world where no matter if you're technically good, you're still trash. If you might have the rhythm right, you might can spit the best double, triple entendres, all that shit. But niggas ain't trying to hear what the fuck you saying. If you got like a monotone delivery like me, even though I told you, I naturally sound like that. Like, but hip hop needs unique shit. No, it's too many industry casuals in this game right now. Back in like 2007, 2008, 9, 10, you know, people respected artists. Like, you never seen people hate on Currency. Well, some people. He's too monotone. He's like every other weed rapper, because people didn't like vibey weed rappers. Like the Wiz Khalifa, like the Dumbo Genesis, who have grown from that. But of course, fans care about what's popular. So when Dumbo Genesis went underground and started making the music that he felt, fans already stopped fucking with him. Because mind you, they fucked with Dumbo because of Tyler and Earl, because they were the most popular ones. And mind you, Earl is very fucking monotone. And yet at the same fucking time, you looking at niggas like me and say, you're too monotone. And then when you fucking bring up the Earl Sweatshirts, the 21 Savages, these fools are so stupid. Have your own voice, because they in their dumb minds feel like, you don't sound like this. This ain't who you are. It's like a fucking reverse psychology shit where they want you to be fake, which means they want, that means that you're real to them. You're not even being yourself. And that's the shit that's been fucking with me since high school. And that's, you would think when you get older, that shit just, you know, people, it goes away. People become, no. It's that mentality is still there. Especially in music. Someone said this too. Like, should we get away with the GOAT and King and top five and King and some King, you know, basically saying, should we stop with the whole King of Rap shit? I think, yeah. And I've been kind of thought that, but like, y'all on that J. Cole shit, that's a participation trophy shit. Shut your retarded asses up. Do you not fucking see that every rapper is not a Kendrick? Every rapper is not a Drake? Every rapper is not a Cole? Everyone is lyrical, miracle, spherical, nigga. So who are you king of? You only king of the fucking subgenre that you in, which makes sense. Like, I do chill, boom bappy, vibey rap. So that would mean that you have to compare me to other niggas in my fucking lane. You got niggas who will sit there and see niggas who have a lane, like say me, chill, boom, bappy, vibey rap, and then try to compare me to other niggas that do hyper pop. Nigga, we are not in the same fucking goddamn field. And yet you got niggas comparing different people. It ain't like you got 21. It ain't like, you know, 21 Savage trying to fucking be the dopest lyricist. You're not looking at 21 Savage for dope lyrics. Y'all over here comparing 21 Savage to a Nas type, and like our mumble rappers to today's rappers, to like today's rappers should learn from the OGs. For what? They got their own fucking style. Everyone has their own style, nigga. And the issue is motherfuckers are not respecting it. That's the issue. If you're a chill, boom bappy rapper, niggas want you to yell and rap fast and be like that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all clowns actually call this nigga corny. Then they say, you know you're corny when you take yourself too seriously, nigga. No one takes themselves seriously more than fans do. I make a fucking song about driving in a fucking whip, and you got a whole bunch of hip-hop backpackers telling me how I'm not feeling this. He's talking about driving cars. Shut your asses up. If a fucking nigga ain't even getting a double on time or a triple on time within like the first few bars, you call that nigga garbage. Shut the fuck up with taking shit too seriously. You say it yourself, you're a fucking real lyrical rapper. Yeah, I just rap seriously. This shit personally. This is my life. I believe this shit. Tip up is my life. You want to talk about who take what seriously? I've seen a plethora of fans and rappers alike take shit like that. Like I said, you have to live with that bullshit. Because it's so bland. And hip-hop has, I would have an issue with it if, like, hip-hop has multiple sub-genres, okay? If you want to say who's the king of chill vibey rap, okay, we'll throw in current, that's fine. And who's the king of chill boom bappy rap, okay, that's fine. You can't just say who's the king of rap and everyone has their own fucking unique sound, and most motherfuckers ain't like, everyone's not a Kendrick. Even though dumb niggas stupidly, reportedly compare me to him, or Schoolboy Q, or anyone on TDE, like I'm up to that level. Dare I get on the TDE? Y'all niggas would treat me like y'all niggas treat Ransom. Don't compare me to that. Don't compare me to that. That's an insult to TDE. Ain't like I come in here and I just magically bring it back. No, nigga. No, 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 no. I'm cool where I'm at. Because no one puts, because I swear, can't stand the chance. Y'all weird. You tell like that ransom thing. I told you about that before when you was like, he should just focus on being weird and focus on things that make him weird. But then you would call him corny. I made a whole song called Darkstalker talking about a fucking comparing hood life to fucking a anime cartoon show. You would call that shit ass, because if you don't know Darkstalkers and don't know what the fuck I'm referencing, you would call that shit garbage and wrongfully put it as worst rap song. And we all know why they do that, because if we don't understand it, it's trash to you. Just like how people complain about how they don't like math. You don't like math because you don't understand it. I've never seen someone that likes math hate math. I've never seen that. But that's what I'm saying. That's how I fucking feel, bro. That's how the fuck I feel. That's how the fuck I feel. Yes, go with that whole best rapper, GOAT conversation, blah, big victory, all that shit. Because most niggas don't even care about that shit. Currency don't fucking slack that shit. Earl don't slack that shit. Niggas just making music. Niggas don't fuck about that bullshit. You know, no one care about that top five best stuff. No one care about that shit no more. It's competition. Okay, competition to who? Nigga, everyone got their own fucking goddamn style. How the fuck can you fucking get a king of something when everyone don't make the same thing? That's why rap has subgenres. It makes it, you say, oh, who's the best? Hardcore rapper, who's the best? You know, chill rapper, who's the best? Old school rapper. But then again, old stuff has their own fucking unique sound anyway, so you can't really do it off of that. And some rappers just fall into two fucking genres. You have rappers that can do, like, pop and street rap very well. So it's hard to even determine who's the king of anything when you got some artists who are just cool at being everything. You can't say who's the, you can't put X in that category, because X the only rapper I'm talking about X taking on, who can do lo-fi, boom bap, screamo, rock, all that, and do it well. I don't even know anyone that can do that. Because people like to fucking step out their boxes, so I guess that's why fans don't like an artist about the fucking comfort zone. Because you can't fucking really pinpoint shit. Just saying. When it comes down to it, my guy, shit like that, that's why I just don't like that shit. And because it's not no J. Cole energy, because the fucking fact that it's just fucking stupid. And you want artists to push their opinions and be the great, and then when they do it, you still don't fucking even care. It's always like, he's got dope bars, it's not good enough. What is good enough? That's all it is, what it is.